Coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is Doug Rocky, Major Doug Rocky, who was in the first Gulf War back in 1991. And, of course, he was in charge of cleaning up and decontaminating the American military victims of American military vehicles, armored personnel carriers, tanks, etc., that were contaminated by depleted uranium. Well, of course, he had a unit. A number of the men who were with him have died. He himself has had serious illness because of the depleted uranium. And if you've never seen the DVD, Beyond Treason, we carry it. Joyce Riley put it out. Going into the background of the tragedy of depleted uranium and the fact that we've contaminated that whole area of the world, Afghanistan and certainly Iraq and then the surrounding countries with depleted uranium. And remember, there's nothing depleted about depleted uranium. It's solid uranium. It's just that it's 280. It's not some of the more advanced forms of very short life. This is a uranium, but it gets into your system. Well, I'm going to let Doug talk about it. He knows the subject far better than I do. Doug, tell us, was there tremendous casualties among the men who worked with you, who helped you with the decontamination of the armored personnel area and tanks?
Unfortunately, yes, and we just lost another one of our doctors here just at the beginning of May. So, I mean, we've had two team members have died in the last 4 months, and people continuously are sick, and I continuously get phone calls from all over. To this day, I still have individuals who are involved in friendly fire in Desert Storm, where the U.S. military shot up our own vehicles with uranium munitions that are still seeking medical care. It's an ongoing nightmare. I mean, we've thoroughly contaminated that whole part of the world with the continued use of uranium munitions. NATO is now using them in Libya. We have all of that contamination to deal with. But the other thing, too, dealing with in the destruction with uranium munitions, but as we destroyed all the Iraqi and basically the Soviet armor, Soviet equipment, all that Soviet equipment, whether it be in Iraq, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, the Balkans are now in Libya, was chock full of radioactive material, so we've released all that in the environment. It's just it's a medical catastrophe of untold proportions. A brand new medical journal article is just coming out in The Lancet, again, is looking at the incredible birth defects and health effects of the Iraqis in Fallujah, which is totally matching the U.S. military casualties that for the U.S. military that were in Fallujah. I mean, just it's staggering problems.
There has been a significant increase then in birth defects and children born in those regions.
Oh, yeah, it's just beyond comprehension. And out of Port North Carolina, at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, the children are being conceived by the soldiers that are coming back or dying. I mean, they're dying within months of being born, or if they're even being conceived. So we're seeing the same problems all over the place, and the medical evidence is solid. But again, we just have a total disregard for all this stuff. I mean, you can't contaminate air, water, soil, and food with our own dirty bombs, radiological munitions, release all of these other radioactive materials as you destroyed stuff, release hazardous materials through the burn pits all over the place, and the total misuse of pesticides, and expect anybody to come back healthy. I mean, what we're looking at is the casualty numbers are just, I can't even begin to describe the casualty numbers. They're just so staggering.
A couple of years ago, why you suggested I go to the VA website and look up the number of casualties of people from the first Gulf War. I think we'd sent over 695,000, and those figures we got several years ago from the VA suggest that almost 80,000 were no longer living. That was a nice way of saying they were dead. Now, these were healthy young men, you know, in their 20s. War, it was 20 years before they'd be in their 40s, and 80,000 of them were no longer living. Is there any update on those figures at all?
The Department of Veteran Affairs quit putting the Griffiths reports out, Gulf War Veterans Information System report, and they actually deleted them from their website here a few weeks ago. Because the numbers were...
We pulled it down, and we have a little pamphlets for people, anybody wants to see it. I mean, the last thing they want is for the American people to realize that they're killing off our soldiers.
That's correct. And what we do have is the last report, that full report that I've had, was from the Department of Veteran Affairs, and this was in January, so it's, 6 months old now. And at that time, we were looking at the total casualty count of those Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom veterans that have been separated from the military and gone to the VA. And it was over 50% of the force, and it was at 625,384. That's in January. Now, the numbers, as we've been seeing...
Now, what does that represent?
It represents the total number of individuals that have serious medical problems unrelated to bullets or bombs, which we call disease and non-battle injury, that served in Iraq and Afghanistan at current time. So we're looking at a disease and non-battle injury casualty rate of well over 50%. I mean, well over 50%.
Is this the contemporary war or the
correct.
First Gulf War?
So we're looking at over 300,000 from Desert Storm.
Mm-hmm.
That's acknowledged in the VA's Griffiths reports when they stopped putting them out there. That was 2 years ago, or more, 3 years ago. 2008 was the last time they put one out.
Yep.
And now we're looking at current time another over 625,000. That was in January. Now, the numbers have been going up on the average of 10,000 a month. So we're probably, I mean, it's a safe estimate that we're close to 700,000 disease and non-battle injuries. And that reflects what we're seeing, because if you watch the Army Times magazine or read that or watch it online on a daily or weekly basis, you know, you'll see the numbers just increasing incredibly high. So we're seeing all of these horrific medical problems that are never stopped.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Kitchen Network.
Hello, health seekers. This is Bev Parker announcing my next free essential oils workshop. Mark your calendar now for Wednesday, June 29th, 6 p.m. at the downtown Hilton in Fort Collins, west of College on Prospect. Discover how to use essential oils for joint and muscle health and pain management. Learn to enhance your body's natural healing ability so you can enjoy summer activities. Get the resources you need for health and well-being. Don't miss this fun and fabulous event. Bring new friends for the Thank You Friend gift drawing. Enjoy a team member's business strategy session. Be surprised with free essential oil gifts. And greet KHNC talk show host Danny Golden as she makes a special personal appearance to meet you. Seating is limited for this free essential oils workshop on June 29th, 6 p.m. at the Fort Collins Hilton, 425 West Prospect. Reserve your spot now by calling me, Bev Parker, 970-493-6789, or go to RockyMountainEssentialOilBlog.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOilBlog.com, 970-493-6789.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, is pointing a Major Doug Rocky. Go right ahead, Doug. I mean, these are just devastating figures.
Yeah, they are. And so we're seeing these incredible numbers. Now, one of the most disturbing things about this is I continue, day in, day, I get phone calls from wounded, sick, ill veterans, injured veterans, and family members. I'm stopped on the street all the time. Last week I was in the Danville, Illinois VA hospital, and in the 40 minutes I'm in there sitting waiting for my own care, okay, I had two individuals come to me for help within the hospital because they weren't getting it. And it's just an ongoing thing. Recently, the military and their own preventive medicine unit came out with a report acknowledging that with all the contaminants and the dust and the dirt and everything that everybody's breathing in, this is having serious effects on the respiratory and cardiac effects of all the soldiers. So this is in the military's own preventive medicine assessment on the battlefield in Iraq and Afghanistan, etc. Well, then the Department of Defense came right back again, the senior leadership, medical people, my old buddies, Mikey Kilpatrick, and they said, no, there's no connection, there's no coordination. Well, there's no way that there's not going to be a coordination, a connection between all this stuff, because these people are all healthy, extraordinarily healthy, and now they're extraordinarily sick. And we know what happened to them. We've got the uranium munitions exposure. We've got the misuse of pesticides. We've got all the burn pits over there. Now, it's the same stuff as what we saw in Desert Storm, too. Except then we had the chemical and the biological, and we had the oil well fires. So we're seeing all the same things, but now the numbers are just absolutely staggering. In March, my primary care physician for the VA at Danville, Illinois, finally, after over a year's work, got me up to the primary war injuries clinic for a solid assessment, which is in the Washington, D.C. VA hospital, the number one hospital for the VA in the nation. And the medical staff there, were extraordinarily good. I mean, I couldn't ask for anything better. Until a guy came over from VA headquarters in Washington, which is, just a couple miles away, to deny any correlation, even said that I wasn't in the military, I wasn't there, we didn't do any of the work, there was no exposures, no health effects, which was just mind-boggling, because I would have expected them to get the information where everybody is, and then with all the knowledge we do have, then provide the answers and the medical care recommendations from the VA headquarters in Washington, D.C. as to how to treat, a million casualties, 1 million casualties. It's just, it's mind-boggling.
Is there effective treatment? Is there any way to decontaminate the people once they come back?
No, there isn't. See, that's the real bad part. I mean, you know, we have to prevent all the exposures, and that's what I learned after I did all the research and did everything for the government and the Army as the director of the Depleted Uranium Project. I came up and realized we can never use this again because we can't clean it up and we don't have medical care, even though we put all this stuff in place. And the Department of Veteran Affairs comes out, and the Department of Defense says, well, we'll do the radio bioassay, which is where they collect urine, feces, and nasal pharyngeal swab. But they do it months and months, if not years later. Now, the original order and the directive was within 24 to 72 hours of exposure, and after 30 days, you have to extrapolate back because what you'll find in the body is going to be less than 1/1,000th of what actually hit the body. So the testing itself is fraudulent. And what was interesting when I got to Washington VA War Injuries Clinic, once they actually saw the original reports and the documents and the orders, then they just said, okay, now we know why everything comes back negative. It'll never come back positive. So we've got a horrible problem. Now, the other part along this, and this is what's where we have to look at what's really happening. The Department of Veteran Affairs altered and changed some of their guidelines and regulations as far as presumption for Vietnam veterans and Agent Orange health effects, okay? That happened last year. And as a consequence, incredible numbers, about 250,000 of Vietnam vets are now eligible for medical care that they didn't receive before. In addition to that, we know that we got 625,000 from Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom in the VA's own January 2011 report. We've got about 300,000 from Desert Storm. So what we have is all of these individuals that are wounded, ill, or injured as a result of military operations have now applied to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs for medical care or disability, okay? And the VA has a backlog of close over 800,000 claims that they haven't processed. And it's taken on the average of well over a year to process them. For example, my cousins, both of us put them in, it's been over 2 years. And we both talked to them again here last week, and it's still a problem. So we're looking at the VA unable to process, and I want to repeat, unwilling to process and acknowledge the cause of all these incredible casualties, such as the fact that we have about 1 million backlog claims in the VA waiting to be approved. Now, sadly, these individuals are waiting for their claims to be approved are not getting the medical care they need. And we've had way too many die. We've had way too many in disintegration. The suicide rate is skyrocketing. The PTSD is just absolutely ripping the soldiers and the families apart. And we continue to increase the casualties, I mean, because of our actions. We're not doing anything to stop the generation of casualties. At the same time, we have no ability to provide prompt and optimal medical care to all the casualties we already have.
Well, it's a tragic situation. Certainly, is members of Congress aware of this? We always keep hearing that the VA is going to do something. The VA is going to do something. It's all taken care of. How much we appreciate the service of our servicemen. But, of course, it's all seems to be rhetoric. That's what people want to hear. But, of course, the reality is why these people are simply being totally ignored. You can't have a million claims from the various wars that are not serviced. How long does it take to get a claim serviced?
Well, it's supposed to be done within a few weeks, but we're looking at a year or more right now. I mean, we've had some where they're just giving up, and that's part of the thing. The numbers are so huge. The costs are so incredibly high, okay? You have to remember, this is not a one-time cost. This is a permanent lifetime cost, okay? And let's look at this. With an individual, if an individual gets a 50% disability from the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, that's around $600 a month or $700 a month for the rest of their life. Okay. And you put that times $1 million, times 1 million casualties, 1 million, 1 million individuals. It's incredible, incredible. I mean, you know, look at, we're $600 million a month just for disability claims without, you know, a pension, without even starting to think about the medical cost.
Well, Joseph Stiglitz, the economist, says that this war is going to cost us $3 trillion when you're looking to a long-term, medical costs and disability costs for the people who are fighting it. And, of course, where's the money coming from?
There isn't the money. I mean, see, that's the whole point.
Dollars, so far, and his estimate, $3 trillion. He called it the $3 trillion war. There's no better way to destroy a great nation than to drain its resources in war and then take care of the veterans afterwards. Is that what George Bush had in mind? Would he send our boys off to fight? Was this really an effort to destroy the financial stability of our nation?
Well, first we have to understand, you know, all these wars, both what they know as Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, and Desert Storm, okay? I mean, Operation Desert Storm was set up back in the 80s, okay? We have to understand that. And then George Bush Sr. kicked it off. And then Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, and now they call it New Dawn. I mean, all this was put together under the Clinton administration, not Bush. So all the battle plans and everything were put together there, and they continue on to this day. And now we're into Yemen, we're into Libya, and we're seeing incredible, incredible effects. So far we've got, you know, no U.S. casualties, but we will, because there's no doubt we'll be, you know, on the ground in those areas too at one point or another, if we're not already. So, you know, we're looking at a point where we've got sustained war without justification, creating incredible numbers of U.S. casualties who cannot get prompt and optimal medical care because the resources are not there either financially or medical treatment-wise. But then we're creating incredible numbers of casualties in all these non-combatants in these nations that we're messing with. And it's turned into a complete and utter nightmare that's ignored. You asked the question, do the senators and the House of Representatives and individuals in the United Nations know what's going on? Absolutely. Do they have the reports? Absolutely. They just had a hearing with Senator Patty Murray a week ago up in the U.S. Senate and the VA committees, where they totally admitted and acknowledged that it was totally broken. And the U.S. Senate and Patty Murray's committee told the Department of Air Affairs, Department of Defense to clean up their act and take care of everything. But what we've seen forever and ever is DOD and the VA just thumb their noses at the people. And that even more important, thumb their noses at the veterans are needing help. And there's no accountability. There is no accountability. There is none at all. And that's, for me, it's so frustrating because day after day, phone call after phone call, I mean, we've got multiple generations that have affected. I mean, the numbers of families where the fathers went to Desert Storm and now their sons in Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom are affected with disabilities is just mind-boggling. And then we're seeing the same thing, you know, Vietnam to Iraq to Desert Storm. That's 40 years. How many generations have to be affected before we end the nonsense?
Well, I'm afraid that we are heading now towards another war over there. The policy of the American government, really working behind the scenes, is to stabilize all of those countries, certainly in the Near East, in the Middle East, and, of course, talk about democracy, hold elections. The Muslim Brotherhood will win the elections. We will actually then unite the Muslim world under a situation. The average Muslim doesn't want to be controlled by the radical Islamic element under Sharia law. They did not have Sharia law in Iraq until the courageous Americans went over to liberate them, and now they're in a nation under Sharia law. I mean, certainly Afghanistan wasn't under Sharia law. Now it is part of their constitution. Why would the United States go over there and destroy the lives of our young men to bring these nations under Sharia law. And, of course, my fear is that once the countries are all there, united under the Muslim Brotherhood, we're going to have another great war over there. And it's just a matter of time. And we know that this is being financed, at least by the Bank of England, from the testimony of Lord James in Parliament. Anybody who has read it needs to get it. We actually are certain that the CIA, certainly all these revolutions over there, were planned in Washington, D.C. when young Islamic men were brought over here and trained into how to create a revolution. If you haven't heard my interviews with John Loftus, you must get them, you must listen to them, you must understand this is all contrived in preparation for the next step in what George Bush talked about in his inaugural speech in 2007, or State of the Union speech in 2007, as the defining issue of modern times. In other words, what's going on in the Middle East. And then he talks about the continuing world revolution. That's what it's all about. Destroy existing society. And then, of course, this will all lead to the one world government. But in the meantime, I think we're going to have another great war over there. And that will destroy the financial stability of this nation. Exactly what they want.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? DoTerra. Gift of the Earth. DoTerra, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of DoTerra's certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, of course, is Major Doug Rocky. And, Doug, Do you have a website, anything you'd like to get out for our listeners?
I don't really have any websites. I mean, there's various websites out there that have been very good. I mean, the Power Hour, you've already mentioned Beyond Treason and all of that is excellent. You've got the Grassroots, www.grassrootspeace.org. That should still be up. That was very good, run by Sonny Miller and Charlie Jenks, who used to have Trap Rock before there was a hostile takeover there. I mean, there's various groups. You got the Low Level Radiation Campaign, Chris Busby and Richard Rampall out of England. I mean, they're getting a lot of information out. So there's various groups and organizations out there. Key thing is we have the Army regulations, we have the training requirements out there, okay? The military doesn't want their own military personnel to know of them because they're not complying with them. They don't want to tell the individuals. They don't want to make sure they're all ready. And so we have a problem, I mean, a serious, serious problem, just a fundamental communications thing. I think the key thing what we have to do and what we have to understand is the incredible number of casualties that we have now from Vietnam through the current time are not related directly to bullets or bombs. And especially with Desert Storm and Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom, it's not a bullets or bombs issue. It's a toxic exposure issues. And what we have to do is we all have to work together to mitigate and stop all these continued toxic exposures. We have to ensure that everybody gets prompt and optimal medical care for the health effects of each one of these things. And they're not new or they're not unusual. Because the health problems are what we've seen all over the place for years and years and years. It's just now it's being caused by military operations. And we have to get that done. Now, the other part, and this is where it's the suicide rate around the young military is staggering. And that's been well publicized and discussed, but nobody comes up with the answers. Along with the suicide rate, we're looking at post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Now, the current method of treatment, and I myself have sat in on it and helped talk to people and gone over it and had conversations with it, is kind of like, well, we'll make you feel good right now. We'll give you some relaxation techniques okay, and everything else, and how do you deal with it? But nobody's dealing with the root causes. It's the ethical and the moral crisis dilemma that the individual military personnel and their family are facing. When you've been lied to and sent to war, and then you kill men, women, and children without justification, contaminate air, water, and soil without justification, it's going to affect you. This is not the same as World War II at all. It's not even close. No comparison. And so we have a real problem. You made a mention before. You said something to the effect, well, you know, we went over to free these individuals. Freedom has nothing to do with democratic leadership or government for the freedom for these nations. It's not involved. This is economic control of their resources and their governments for our own political and economic gain. That's reality. That's true reality. I mean, that's what Libya is about. That's what Yemen is about. That's what Iraq is about. Afghanistan is about.
Well, I fear you're right. The consequence to soldier is... number is 1-877-254-7524. If you have a question for Major Rocky, 877-254-7524. But you're talking about close to a million casualties, you know, and these are certainly the post-traumatic stress. But so many of these people came back from the first Gulf War with Gulf War illness, and they're coming back with similar illnesses today, aren't they? In other words, are they coming back with things that resemble chronic fatigue or Gulf War, or what sort of symptoms are they having from the contemporary war?
Let's go over that.
Beg your
pardon? Let's go over that. Okay. Okay, what we're looking at, from the January report, we had disease and non-battle injury, 625,308 individuals that have got out of the military and gone to the VA for medical care, okay? That's from 2002 through, or 2001 through January of this year. And what we're looking at, the medical diagnoses, what's called the ICD-9 code, we're looking at about 15% with infectious and parasitic diseases. That's 91,000. Malignant cancers at 8,000. Benign cancers, benign tumors at 35,000, 36,000. Endocrine nutritional metabolic problems, 182,000. Leukemias, 20,000 cases of leukemia. That's incredible. The PTSD is staggering, huge numbers. Neurological problems. Now, what we have is misuse of pesticides. We have hazardous materials. We have all the depleted uranium. That affects the neurological function of the body. 263,000, or 42% of the force. Cardiac, respiratory. In the cardiac, these young kids are extraordinarily healthy, and they're dropping dead. I mean, you got 124,000 cardiac cases. Now, these kids shouldn't have cardiac problems at 20 years old. They didn't when they went over. Respiratory problems, we're looking at 25% of the force have serious respiratory problems, and that's what we saw right away. I mean, we saw the neurological, we saw the respiratory problems immediately. We saw the rashes with depleted uranium, I mean, within 24 hours during Desert Storm. And that's what my guys have died from cancers and respiratory. We've had two more just die here. Another one died in beginning of May, and I'm from my team. So that's two in the last 4 months, 5 months.
Now, these were people who were with your unit. How many people were with your unit?
Well, we're looking at three out of the primary 12 are now dead.
Okay.
You know, and then we had about 100 totally involved, and there are over 30 that are dead that we've been able to find and acknowledge. But there was, you know, the Department of Defense acknowledged there were 424 totally involved in the work that I did during Desert Storm. And even, you know, 8-10 years later, they had only notified, you know, just a small fraction of the people for medical care. But then we're looking at digestive, the explosive diarrheas and everything else. Two at 35% of the force, 220,000 individuals. Junior unitary, looking at 85,000. The rashes, we're looking at 20%. The rashes are horrible. Another one, main problem that we have, and this is talked about, is muscular skeletal connective tissue. This is damage in my own case. I had severe damages, cervical spine and all that. Other team members have spinal damage. And, I mean, my team members, even right here locally in Illinois, I mean, the same doctor has done the surgery on two of us off from the team. You know, wow. And then another member that was a U.S. Marine that was in a Bradley, they were trying to get his done. So we're looking there at 55%. 55% serious musculoskeletal problems. Ill-defined, we're looking at 50%, 49%, 304,000. And injuries and poisons, 171,000. So these are the diagnoses that were coming up, the VA, Department of Veterans Affairs diagnoses. Now, you can get a diagnosis, but you still have to get service connection and approval for medical care and disability. Now, the other problem we run into is when you do get a disability, say for an individual, even...
Hold that, Doug. Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment. If you have a question, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We'll be back in a moment.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Architect Studio in Fort Collins reminds listeners blood is one of the few substances which cannot be manufactured or stored for long periods. Giving blood is safe, painless, and only takes a short time. Be a silent hero and give the gift of life. Donate blood. Your help could save a life in our community. This reminder is courtesy of the Architect Studio in Fort Collins. Stop by or call them at 482-8125 for more information. They're on the air because they care.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess it's morning. I meet Doug Rocky. Of course, he's on the front lines of the battle for the veterans of the first Gulf War, the second Gulf War. We do have that report from I guess it was 2 years ago, January, from the Veterans Administration, talking about how almost 80,000 individuals, 695,000 men we sent off to fight for freedom in the first Gulf War are no longer living. We have that. And do you say there's a report in January of this year on the overall record there, Doug? Is that available through you?
Yeah, that's available. I mean, individuals can go to the Veterans for Common Sense website, Veterans for Common Sense.
Okay.
And I think www.vcs.org. And this casualty report that I'm just referring to is right there on the front page. It was there, you know, a few minutes ago. And so you can actually read all these reports yourself. You can see the internal documents. You can read the regulations and training requirements. You can see the medical directives. So they're all there. But they're hidden. The other thing what I found with the department, whether they're military doctors or whether VA doctors, their continuing education is very poor.
Well,
so you have to, when you go to a doctor, you have to spend time educating them. Pardon?
I'm sure they're trying to convince the doctors there's no Gulf War syndrome. I go to medical meetings all the time, and they bring in these experts who say there was no Gulf War syndrome, no, nothing there. It's all imaginary, all of traumatic stress, you know. And they're simply lying to the doctors, so they don't know.
Well, you know, the individual's leadership does know. They've got all the reports. They've got all the internal reports. It's like when I went to the War Injuries Clinic in Washington, D.C. I mean, the military and the VA leadership trying to say nothing happened, we weren't there. But then when they actually saw all the internal documents, reports, you know, nothing classified, just medical reports, and all of the commendations, they're going, oh, my, it's all here, totally here. Now we understand why. Again, we have to look at it. We have a 1 million backlog in claims to the VA for permanent lifetime medical care and pensions as a result of our combat operations in the Middle East over the last 20 years, okay? From Desert Storm to everything. And then we add all the Vietnam vets. I mean, the Vietnam vets also were in Vietnam. I mean, the effects of Agent Orange and everything are hitting, getting worse and worse and worse. And that long-term effect does show up later. It's not just an immediate health problem. It shows up long-term. So the numbers are huge. And the VA budget's not there. It's like Shinseki, when he put in for his budget, he only acknowledged 500,000 casualties from OIF and OEF. And his own report had 625,000. That doesn't include those 15% or seriously medical problems are still on active duty, and that doesn't include all the others that have just given up and walked away.
Well, we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, Jason, I had a question for the major. Are you aware in your line of work, do you come across any awakening by these veterans, understanding that the conditions and the environment they've been subjected to, that it's not just a normal, war, that there may be an actual intentional harm being done to them? Are you aware of any awakening from them?
I didn't hear it.
Are you aware of any awakening from the veterans you counsel and work with that the conditions that they're subjected to are very dangerous and are not the normal likings that they see during any other war?
In other words, basically, the question is, are any of the veterans feeling or aware of the fact that they are really being sent over there to be injured, and they're intentionally, this is not simply incompetence, but they are actively being deprived of the right to health care benefits, which they've been promised, that the people in charge really know what they're doing, they've sent them into harm's way, and have no intention of treating them.
That's correct. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the major things that's affecting the PTSD. And as more and more get sick and then they start finding out, they go, oh my, they deliberately knew and they didn't give us care.
Sure.
For example, the U.S. Senate has ordered the military to provide respiratory protection to all the troops around the burn pits. I don't know if it happened yet or not. It hadn't. So they put the individuals into harm's way in direct violation of all the guidance and directives. And then after they became ill, they just ignored them. And Kelly Kennedy has written that up extensively in Army Times and other USA Today and everything else, along with a lot of the others. So, yes, I mean, yes, they are putting the people in harm's way, and yes, they do know the harm is there, and yes, they are not providing them the proper training and equipment, and yes, they are not providing the mandatory medical care after they become ill. That is bring to me sheer frustration. And when you see these individuals, you know, the young kids, and they're sick at the VA hospitals or at the military hospitals, and they realize this, it's tearing them apart.
Well, unfortunately, we have evil people in charge. I mean, certainly Barack Obama wasn't willing to go fight for his country. George W. Bush wasn't willing to fight for his country. Bill Clinton wouldn't fight for his country. Ronald Reagan didn't go off to war. Maybe what we ought to do, and wherever we have elected, consider anybody for president, consider whether they've ever gone overseas and seen war as it really is. Maybe they wouldn't be so anxious to send our young men over there to fight and bleed and suffer and die for absolutely nothing.
I think that's probably the most horrible effect on the whole thing. And what we have to look at is, what can we do? I mean, on a daily basis, I'm working with the VA, Department of Defense. I'm yanking them around, trying to get them done, working with individuals. I wish we could get the VFW and the American Legion to do more, the DAV, the AMVETS to do more. But again, they're not.
Don't you think they've been compromised, infiltrated, neutralized, and compromised? Because they don't want somebody to really represent the veterans.
Yeah, they're still, you know, into the myth and everything else. And one of the recent problems we had, I had a female Marine here who was very sick and trying to get medical care, and she didn't have any transportation, so she called the local VFW to get transportation 30 miles to the VA hospital here in Danville, Illinois. And they denied her help. They refused to help her.
Well, we're out of time.
That is the kind of problem you have. I mean, the DOD and VA is not helping. And then
we're out of time, Doug. We'll talk to you on Thursday. Thanks very much for being with us. God bless.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan, and this is really such a tragedy, a terrible, terrible tragedy that the American people are responsible for. We've allowed our leaders to send our men to go overseas to fight in no-win wars. Certainly everybody believes, oh my goodness, the Second World War, it was a wonderful war, you know, for freedom. Well, would you understand that it was the American corporations that built up Adolf Hitler? It was the American corporations that built the weapons for Adolf Hitler that were used during the war, and Americans were operating in Germany, heading the companies over there, General Motors, Ford, IT&T, IBM, 100 American corporations building the weapons. Now, if you doubt what I'm saying, we have the letter I found among Colonel House's papers back at Yale. We'll be glad to get you a copy of it from the American ambassador to Germany in 1936, writing to Colonel House saying, why are the American corporations over here building the weapons for Adolf Hitler, building the weapons for the Germans? Nobody wants another war. They can't get any money. Why would they be doing it? Ambassador Dodd didn't understand. You create the best enemy money could buy, because the Germans couldn't have done this on their own. They didn't have the financing. They didn't have the military. So we created it for them. Just exactly as we're doing with the Muslim Brotherhood today in preparation for the next great war. The books that will help you to understand going on, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret, and Trading with the Enemy. They're all available from Radio Liberty. America's Nazi Secret, excellent book. And you'll certainly want to get my interviews with John Loftus on the author, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, Trading with the Enemy. It's a tragic situation. You want to know about Vietnam, you need to get our 4-tape set. It's called Vietnam, The Untold Story. Vietnam, The Untold Story. And then if you want to get the rest of them, one man came back. And it's heartbreaking to understand the men we left behind, another 4-tape set. All during the war, we were financing the Vietnam War. We were financing, supplying weapons and military supplies to the Russians, who supplied them to the North Vietnamese, or we gave the technology to Russia. They supplied the weapons to the North Vietnamese, who supplied the South Viet Cong, who were killing our boys. We were never allowed to win the war. It was as phony as a $3 bill. And certainly, there was no reason for the first Gulf War, the second Gulf War, all contrived. And the coming war with the Muslim world is contrived. You need to help us get this message out. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, I would appreciate hearing from you. And if you're not, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We have a wonderful DVD where you'll actually hear Major Rocky talking about depleted uranium. It's called Beyond Treason. Comes with an extra CD-ROM Now, this is a DVD you get, but to get an extra CD-ROM, were literally thousands of pages of government documents going into the toxicity of depleted uranium. They know they're poisoning our boys. But if you're in the military, your job is to say, yes, sir, never to question the treason going on. We have a grade 4 tape set on depleted uranium. You need to get this. You need to copy it. You need to get it out. Because we're heading into another war. This will have devastating effects. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective.